Welcome to the House Stand House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House Stand House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Cheryl Barnes and Mike Kanyas with Art Domestique about their upcoming Plein Air Washington event.
June 9th through the 11th. We always have it. It's our fifth year, and we have it the second weekend in June. And that's just our date, because there's a lot of plein air events that go on. So you kind of have to get a date and stick with it. So
there you go, because you want people to participate in as many as they can, not have to pick and choose between which competition
they will.
They go
yeah,
to.
And there's yeah. currently one will be this weekend in Van Buren. So a lot of it, being Southeast Iowa, a lot of the participants for Washington's plein air are going to be in Van Buren this weekend. So those people will go from that to here, basically, within about a week's time.
Very good. And remind me again, what exactly this contest is for people that might not know.
We will have somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 artists, and they come in and they go out into the area and they paint different sites, whatever interests them. They can go out and paint a cornfield, or they can paint the courthouse here in town, or just whatever site would be of interest to them. They do this. Well, it starts Friday night with a nocturne, and then Saturday. Sunday morning, they need to deliver two paintings by one, I think it is.
For judging, yes.
Yeah, for judging. Then we do a quick paint from one to four, which is a different judging. We have awards at 4:30 on Sunday, and it is open to the public 1:30 to the 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So open to the public.
Yeah.
But you will be able to, if you're driving about town, you may see artists working, you know, like Cheryl says, in front of the courthouse. Here on the square, quite a few of them will work here. A lot of them will stay kind of close to the gallery here, so they don't have to travel as much, because that comes out of their paint time. You know, so if they're driving to Riverside or Brighton, then the time that they're on the road, they can't be painting, so they'll kind of have a tendency to stick rather close. But
that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. It's like, oh, you know, outside, find your favorite spot. But that does that. I would need as much time as possible, and then still, I would still not probably complete it. So never mind. It was a nice experience.
No, and it is a nice experience. But a number of these artists are very proficient. So you know, within the matter of an hour or two, they can finish a painting. So it's you know, not just doing this with you now to encourage artists to participate, but also, you know, for the public to kind of be aware. And if they want to, you know, experience this just as a viewer, it's a good time to just watch some very good artists work.
That'd be really cool. So I mentioned before we started, there was a registration time for this as well.
You know, we accept registrations up until it starts. In fact, we even have some artists that don't come in till Sunday, you know, and paint. We have an artist from Iowa City that does that. We like to kind of have an idea ahead, because we do provide a meal here Saturday evening for the artists that are here. So we can kind of make sure that we have enough food for everybody, you know, that type of thing. But they can call here to the gallery and register. They can email artdomestique@gmail.com and get their name on the list. And then when they come in, there's a $30 entry fee.
Very good. And would you recommend this competition to beginning artists and experienced artists? Or is this one that you think would be best left to people that can maybe work under that time pressure?
There's really no pressure to, you know, be at any certain level. If you just want to do it for fun, it is a good experience. Something that I did myself was try to watch it one year. Just observe, see what's going on, kind of what the time is, and then come back the next year and go ahead and paint with them. So,
and I've heard beginning artists that say they learn so much from coming to something like this. From the veteran artists that have been doing it for several years, I think artists are always willing to share information and ideas, and that's what Mike's doing here today. He does an open studio situation on Tuesday afternoons, and he works with artists.
Sharing all of your trade secrets.
Trade secrets, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's great, yeah. Is there anything else you guys would like to add about the In Plain Air competition for Washington?
It's great fun. I mean, it's very enjoyable. It's great to meet the artists. It's great to see artists that come. We get new artists every year. And just come out and talk to the artists or watch them. Just don't bump their paints.
Yeah, I think anybody that's interested in the visual arts, it would be a very interesting experience for them to either participate and or just observe.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was Cheryl Barnes and Mike Kanyas with Art Domestique joining on today's Halcyon and House Washington page to talk about their upcoming Plain Air Washington event. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.